Chatting to Elvis McGonagall. How are you, Elvis, sir? You all right?
I'm very well, thanks, Darren. You?
Not too bad. Valentine's Day just round the corner. It fills me with dread, by the way. Absolute dread. Been married twice, so I'm not looking forward to it. But how do we bring back romance? How do we bring back some quality, nice times at Valentine's?
Well, yes, it is. Yeah, it's a pressured time, isn't it, Valentine's Day? And there's some... it's going to be a busy day down at the post office, but apparently they're busy with kind of more parcels and gifts than actual letters, because there's been some... They've done some research, new research, which showed that the art of the love letter has been all but lost. It's certainly in serious decline. Only half of us have ever received a love letter. Only half of us have ever sent one. A lot of us would just be too embarrassed to even consider it. And the younger generation, understandably, just think the whole notion is a bit old-fashioned. You know, they've been brought up in an era of instant digital communication. So, but I like to think, being an analog guy, I like to think that it's the vinyl records. We thought vinyl records were all gone, consigned to the sort of scrap heap. But vinyl record sales have increased dramatically of late. So maybe we could make writing a love letter the literary equivalent of the vinyl record revival.
The last time I wrote a love letter must have been my high school sweetheart, 1995. I was 15. I'm a lot older than you are, Elvis. I'm 42 now, right? And
I'm way older, man. Way older.
I was being nice, Elvis. Come on. Anyway, but the last 1995, and wow. I must admit, I got bullied mercilessly because everybody else found out about it from the recipient.
And that was harsh. That was unkind. It should have been kept as a private thing between you and I never
did it again ever since.
Well, so you've been put off.
Yeah, that was it. Never done it again. But what's the secret behind a good love letter? Do you have to spill your beans, so to speak,
would you like some tips? I've got five tips here. So just for people who, for you, Darren, to get back, recapture that, rekindle that romance. Because, people are, sort of wary of even going there. So number one tip, be yourself. Because one in six people in this, the research showed from the post office, feel that they can't express their feelings in a letter well enough to even do it. But you don't have to write poetry. You don't have to pretend you're Lord Byron, reclining on your velvet ottoman, composing lovelorn sonnets with your grey goose quill pen. Just write in your own everyday voice. You can be extravagant. You can be mundane. It really doesn't matter, as long as it means something to you or is special to you both. And if you're funny, be funny. It can break the ice. As long as your beloved actually has a sense of humour. Otherwise, it might not work. Ideally, you'd like them to laugh with you, not at you. And if you're stuck for something to start with, you could always think about starting with a quotation, something like, this is not a letter, but my arms around you for a brief moment. But don't nick that and pretend it's yours. It's not mine either. That's Catherine Mansfield, so... if you're going to use a quotation, attribute the person who's giving you the quotation. A quarter of us wouldn't know what to write at all. So number two is just be sincere, write from your heart, and think of it just like talking. Just saying the things you might be too tongue-tied to say in person. But don't be tempted to get your mate, who fancies himself as a bit of a flowery wordsmith, to write it for you. Even if he's called Cyrano de Bergerac, share your real feelings and show the person that you've thought about them and how they might react. And a well-written love letter should make them feel adored and cherished and accepted for who they are, which is a wonderful gift. Number three is be bold. A third of us admit we'd be too embarrassed to send a love letter. We fear rejection. feel self-conscious and full of inhibitions and doubts. And obviously you'd be worried, Darren, that the world would find out about them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Going by past experience. So throw all that out the window and just let that special someone know you fancy them, because, you know, we all need to feel desired. But if you're a bloke, don't... that doesn't mean big yourself up like Mr. Loverman in a Shabba Rank song, you know. Be passionate, but remember, this is about romance. So bear your soul, but not anything else.
Can I just jump in there, Elvis, for 1 second?
Yeah.
Going back to what you said, I'm worried about the whole world seeing it. With social media today, it's so easy to take a screenshot or a photo and slap that straight over social media, and then before you know it, the whole, it's like you'll be the last one to see it, even though you wrote it.
What a dreadful thing to do. I mean, it wouldn't have even occurred to me, because I'm so hopeless at social media that would be a thing. But yes, I guess they could. So if you're worried about that, I suggest you send it anonymously, or just sign your initial at the end. Which is also a good idea, should lawyers ever want to get involved later down the line. You know?
Yeah.
God, the world of social media.
I don't know.
But the thing is that, and 1 in 3 people do, I mean, think it's easier to send a text, or and 1 in 6 would rather use WhatsApp and everything. But that's the thing about writing a love letter. It takes time. So that's number 4. Just take your time, you know, slow down. Give the letter your full attention, because it's not a WhatsApp, Snapchat, Instagram, smiley face thing. Doesn't mean you need to write volume after volume till your hand seizes up with cramp, because less is always more, but it always takes time to be concise. So give it some thought, which is the thing about it. It's a personal thing. It's a thoughtful thing. Give it some thought. Write a draft. Proofread it. Read it again. Read it out loud to yourself, your dog, your cat. Then rewrite it. And get down to the post office in time. And finally, number 5, don't be twee. You know, try and avoid all the cliches, the moonlight, the roses, the fluffy bunny rabbits. You don't want your would-be lover to think you spend your days skipping through the meadows like Fotherington Thomas, singing "Hello Clouds, Hello Sky," because that's not particularly sexy, you know. So avoid all that side of things.
What about flirting? Yeah. What about flirting in the love letter? Would that be acceptable or not?
Yes, if it depends at what stage. I would suggest it depends what stage your relationship is at. If you don't know the person particularly well, then I'd be slightly careful. If you know them much better, then yes, flirt. Be playful, but don't, you know, don't go down a road that you'll later regret.
Elvis, you legend. These are very, very good tips, by the way. Incidentally, I've been married twice. I'm now starting a very early days of a new relationship, by the way. So I am going to try this love letter thing. My plan is to do a love letter, stick it in a bunch of flowers, and get it delivered to her house.
Lovely.
That's the plan.
She appreciates it.
Yes. I'll keep you updated on that, how that goes. Elvis,
update it on all your social media accounts.
Yeah. Just search for Daz Antrimus. You'll see either a meltdown or love hearts everywhere, whichever.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you for that. Where can people find out more about what you're doing next, Elvis? Anyway, what's next in your world?
They can go to my website, elvismcgonigal.co.uk. At the moment, they'll see a very empty gigs page, because I'm just a bit quiet at the moment, so I'm trying to write new material, which I'm working on a book as well. So, which usually means I'm being very, very successful at finding lots of urgent displacement activities. But I'm writing at the minute, but there will be gigs going up there in the near future.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much for your time and the top tips on love letters and bringing a bit back old school romance in our lives.
Oh, thank you, Darren. Thanks for having me along. And good luck for Valentine's Day.
Thank you.